Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
No? Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, it looks as though Lum and Abner have acquired themselves a baby, whether they want one or not. Yesterday, just as they were about to take the baby into the county seat to turn him over to the authorities, they received a mystery note. It warned them not to hand the baby over to the police or communicate with the police in any way. It was signed by the Black Pelican. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store and library. The baby is sound asleep in the feed room, and Abner is just entering. Listen.
Morning, Abner.
Aye, Dogie, I'm afraid this is going to be another hot day.
Yeah, starting out that way, all right.
Oh, it's hot all night long, too. I just rolled and tossed.
Rolled and tossed?
Yeah, never did get to sleep hardly. Of course, part of it was on account of Grandpappy snoring so loud and talking in his sleep.
Oh, are you still staying over at the Spears' place?
Yeah, I can't stand to go home without Elizabeth and little Pearl there long. I tell you, if I don't get a hearing from my woman today, I don't know what I'm going to do. Might do something desperate, I don't know.
Well, you'll hear from her one of these days soon. She can't stay away much longer, I don't think.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean that she's just as lonesome for you as you are for her. Maybe even more so. Now, I bound you she'd just give anything to be home right this minute.
Well, why don't she come on home, then?
Because she's a woman, that's why.
Huh?
You see, if she done that, Abner, she'd feel like she's admitting that she done wrong and leaving you.
She would, huh?
Like, sure. Women folks always hate to admit they've made a mistake.
Well, is she aiming on staying away the rest of her life just on account of that?
No. What she more likely to do is let you find out somewhere or other whereabouts she's at so that you'll write to her and tell her to please come home right away, and then she'll come a-flying. You just wait and see.
Well, I wish she'd hurry up and do it then. Tell you, Lum, I need her awful bad. That baby we got needs her, too. Whereabouts is the baby? Back in the feed room?
Yeah, I borrowed a little crib for him from the Widder Abernathy.
Well?
All her young'uns has outgrowed it.
Oh, yeah.
Cedric brung it over early this morning.
Well, how does he like the crib?
Oh, all right, I reckon.
He does?
Yeah, it'll take him a little time to get used to it, Corey.
Why, sure. Well, I'd just love to see him.
Well, don't go back there and look at him now. He's asleep.
Oh.
I'd wake him up.
Yeah, yeah.
I had an awful hard time getting him to go to sleep.
He did, huh? Well, I won't go back right now, then. Have you got any more notes from that Black Pelican today?
No, none since that one we found stuck in the screen door.
Hmm. Reckon who that Black Pelican is, Long?
I don't know. I've been studying the writing in that note, but I don't recognize the hand.
You don't, huh?
Ain't nobody that's ever wrote to us before, I'm sure of that.
Well, now, why do you reckon the Black Pelican don't want us to give the baby to the police, or fact is, even tell them about it?
I don't know, but that part of it seems awful curious to me.
Oh, yes, it does.
There's bound to be something unlegal about this, or else they wouldn't be so scared of the police.
Well, do you reckon it's one of them kidnapping cases like you said the other day?
Well, I don't know. I've been studying about that some more. I sort of doubt that, Abner.
You do, huh?
That woman had come in here and left the baby appeared like such a nice lady. Just don't seem possible that she'd be mixed up in no such a thing as that.
Well, no, but them's the kind that always fools a fella, though, Long. Them innocent-looking kind.
Yeah, that's so, but
no, yeah.
Still, she didn't look like the type.
You reckon she could be the Black Pelican?
Oh, no. That note was wrote by a man. I'm not sure of that.
Well, I don't see how you can tell whether it's wrote by a man or whether... Well, for the land's sakes.
What's the matter?
Look what's hanging on the wall back there by the feed room door, Lump. Look back there.
Huh?
Ain't that a woman's dress there?
Oh, that. Yeah, that's what it is. It's one of them Mother Hubbards.
Well, how'd they get here in the store? Have you hired some woman to take care of the baby?
No, I ain't hired no woman.
Well, how did that Mother Hubbard get there, then?
Listen, Abner, if I tell you, will you promise not to tell nobody?
Why, no, I won't tell a soul. Honest, cross my heart. Does the dress belong to that Black Pelican, Mike?
No, of course not. It belongs to me.
To you?
Well, it actually belongs to Uncle Henry Lunsford's woman, but I'm the one that's wearing it.
You mean you're wearing a woman's dress?
Well, now, don't laugh. I just do it to keep the baby from crying.
Huh?
See, whenever he starts fussing, I put on that dress and that bonnet there, and as soon as he sees me in that outfit, he stops crying right away.
Oh, he does, huh?
Yeah. More than likely, he thinks I'm his mama then.
His mama? Why, you don't look nothing like her, Long. She ain't got no mustache. Or at least, way, she never had one the day she come in the store here.
Well, it's just a general idea of the dress and the bonnet that does it, I think. I don't let him see my face very much. I keep that sunbonnet down over my face.
Oh, well, that's a good idea. Yeah. I do know that's a good one. Put it on once. Let me see how you look in it.
No, I ain't going
to
do it.
Well, come on. I just put it on for a minute. I'd love to see you in that get-up.
No, Abner, I said I weren't going to do it.
Oh, now, please do it, Lon. Pretty please.
No.
Come on.
Oh, that dress is just to be used in case of an emergency.
Emergency?
No, there ain't no emergency that comes up when you're here.
Well, if you don't do it, I reckon you won't. I would just love to see you rigged up in that outfit, Law.
Adam, this ain't no laughing matters. Raising a young'un is serious business.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to do a scientific job of it, that's all.
Yeah, huh?
Average papa and mama would never stop to figure out things like this. But I just happen to be over average, so natural I study up the scientific way. The scientific's way.
Uh-oh. Emergency, Long.
You stop crying in just a second. I know he will.
Well, it don't sound like it to me, Long.
Well, just give him time. He's quiet right now.
Well, Long, you better get your outfit on now. He's set for a good long cry. I can tell. I know he is. Go on.
You promise you won't tell nobody about this?
Well, no, of course not. Here, I'll get off the hook for you. How do you put it on? Just over your head?
That's the way I've been doing it.
Here.
Well, let go of it, Abner. I can do this better by myself.
Well, hurry up before he cries his little eyes out. Here, here's your bonnet. Now, put that on, too.
Well, give me time.
Go ahead.
There. How do I look?
Let's see. Mom, you're the silliest looking one human I ever seen in my whole life.
Abner, I told you not to laugh. I'm just doing this for the baby.
Oh,
the only way to stop him from... Wait a minute. I believe he's stopping.
I believe he has. Doggy, this works pretty good, you know what? He don't even need to see you in it. All you have to do is just put it on and he stops crying.
Well, I can take it off now. Here, help me, Abner.
Yeah. Look out, Mom. There comes Grandpappy Spirit.
Oh, my goodness. Well, hurry up. Get this thing off. I'll be the laughing stock to the whole
town. Yeah, wait a minute. You ain't got time to get it off. Just stand there with your back towards him like you was a customer. I'll get shut of him quick as I can, Mom.
Yeah, well, hurry up.
Mind up. Come on.
Hurry.
Come in, Grandpa.
How are you, Abner?
Oh, just fine. We're awful busy today, though. Maybe you better come back some other time.
No, that's all right, Abner. I won't bother you a bit. I just come over to read to the baby.
To read to him? Now, Grandpa, that baby's too young to understand reading.
Yeah, come over to read to him. I got a dandy magazine, too.
Oh, my.
He'll just love it. It's a True Story magazine.
True Story?
Yes, sir. It's a wonderful magazine, Abner. Interesting articles in there for him.
Yes, huh?
Yeah, I never miss it myself, and I know he'll enjoy it. Whereabouts is the little Dickens at? Back in the feed room?
Yeah, now listen, Grandpap. Now, he's asleep. And besides, he's too little to be...
Well, howdy, Miss Lunsford. Never seen you standing back there when I come in.
Miss Lunsford?
Yeah, I'd recognize that dress and bonnet anywhere.
Oh.
How are you, Miss Lunsford? Charity tells me you and Uncle Henry's coming over to the place for supper tonight.
Hey, that'll be nice, Grandpap. Well, we'll see you later. So long, Grandpap.
What's the matter with her, Abner? Ain't she speaking to me? Is she mad about something?
Oh, no, I don't think she's mad. She just a little hard of hearing, I think. Yeah, that's it, hard of hearing. Yeah.
She weren't troubled with that yesterday.
Oh, well, this just come over today, I believe. Yeah.
Oh, sassy friend.
It did, sure enough.
She just putting on. Howdy, Miss Lunsford.
Now, don't holler at her, Grandpa, if you wake up the baby.
I don't care. She can't do that to me. When I speak to somebody, I want to get spoke back to.
Oh, my.
Howdy, Miss Lunsford.
Grandpa, quit hollering now.
Well, no woman ain't going to ignore me and get away with it. I don't care who she is. Miss Lunsford, are you going to turn around and speak to me, or am I going to have to start calling your name?
Now, wait a minute, Grandpa. Now, watch yourself. Don't start insulting him. Or her, I mean.
Insulting?
Yeah.
I'm the one that's being insulted. Whereabouts is your phone at?
Why, it's right there where it always been.
I'm sure I'm so mad I can't hardly see nothing.
Oh, my.
Never been so insulted in my life.
Well, here, just a minute, Grandpa. Who are you calling up for?
Never mind who I'm calling.
Well, who is it? Tell me.
Hello? Who is this?
Uncle Henry?
Uh-oh.
This is Milford Steers.
Dan Pep, now careful what you say to him.
Now listen here, Uncle Henry. When you get over by our place this evening, don't stop. Just keep on going.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's what I said. Keep going, and don't never let me catch you around there as long as you live.
Grandpap, now don't say that.
Get away, Abner. And one more thing, Uncle Henry, before I stop speaking to you for good. Is your woman hard of hearing?
Oh, my.
Well, I never thought she was. Goodbye. Yeah, that takes care of that snake in the weeds. Now help me carry this chair. I want to put it right in the front door.
Well, that'll block the door, Grandpa.
Of course it will. It's what I want. Special with me sitting in it.
How?
Miss Lunford ain't leaving this door till she speaks to me. There ain't no woman that's going to ignore Milford Avery Spears and get away with it.